Unit 17. Advances in Computer Technology. Most think of the computer as a relatively new invention, but the history of computers may be said to have begun long ago with the use of the abacus. Another early computing device was the calculating clock invented by Wilhelm Schickard of Germany in the 1500s. The plans and model for this device were lost in the 30 Years' War in Europe. The design was unknown to historians until sketches and letters, which describe the device, were discovered in the 1930s. As well, Blaise Pascal, the famous mathematician, also invented an adding machine, which he presented to King Louis XIV in 1642. The first real advance in computer technology came in the 1830s, when Charles Babbage of England hit on the idea of using punch cards as a programming device for his calculating machine, which was designed to measure the tide. Mr. Babbage borrowed the idea of punch cards from a similar system, used in early sewing machines, which sewed patterns onto cloth table covers. Mr. Babbage died before a working version of his machine could be made, so his dream machine was never produced. However, his idea for using punch cards in calculating machines was later taken up by Hermann Hollerith of the United States, who was able to use this approach to calculate the number of people in the United States through the 1890 census. Mr. Hollerith went on to start his own company, which built calculating machines for businesses. This company eventually became the company named International Business Machines Corporation, IBM. The next big step in computer technology came in the 1940s, with the use of electronic switches in calculating machines. Because the switches only had two positions, on and off, binary became the new system of programming. Advances came quickly after that. The first generation of computers involved large commercial computers used for business and research. These machines, which lasted from 1952 to 1958, were big and noisy and used large amounts of energy. The invention of transistors led the way for the next generation of computers. This second generation of computers lasted from 1959 to 1963. These were smaller in size and used less energy. The difference between the third and fourth generations is not very clear, but fourth generation computers used integrated circuit technology and microprocessors. Intel is the company credited with the first 4-bit microprocessor computer, which was developed in 1971. The fifth generation of computers uses complicated networks and is built to run large parallel systems of operations. The computer market has seen very large growth since the early 1970s. A study in 1970 found that 80,000 computers were being used in business in the United States, and another 30,000 computers could be found in use worldwide outside of the United States. By the early 1990s, many people had personal computers in their homes. The number of computers exploded to 29 million computers in use in the United States alone in 1993. One advancement in computers has actually been harmful. In 1982, the first computer virus was developed. Jim Hauser, a professor at California Polytechnic State University, worked with one of his students to create a program which could copy itself and be secretly introduced into another program or computer. Because he was working on an Apple computer, Mr. Hauser named his new program a computer Worm. When he realized the power of this new discovery, Mr. Hauser aimed to warn computer users everywhere by publishing an article describing how the Worm worked. Then, on November 2, 1988, a program created by Robert Morris of the United States infected and crashed 6,000 computers connected by the Internet Research Computer Network. Mr. Morris was later found guilty of doing harm to government computers.